Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
One of the things that disturbs me the most is that we don't necessarily even know how some of these espionage attacks that have infiltrated our systems have happened. We don't know how to stop them yet.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says America's digital landscape is under attack, yet DHS has put on leave all its workers assigned to secure elections from disinformation and foreign interference. Experts say gutting the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency puts state and local elections at risk, jurisdictions that rely on federal help with cyber attacks and physical security for election workers. Confirmation hearings for Education Secretary nominee Linda McMahon began Thursday. The former World Wrestling Entertainment executive aims to dismantle the department she wants to lead. Carrie Rodriguez with the National Parents Union warns undermining public school systems would weaken the nation's workforce and especially harm students with disabilities.
These are basic, essential safeguards that ensure every single child, no matter what zip code they have, has access to the education they deserve. And that is something we're going to be playing with.
Only Congress can close a federal department, but President Donald Trump has already directed agencies to find ways tax dollars can better support private and religious schools. Meanwhile, vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been sworn in as the newest Secretary of Health and Human Services. Trump has also fired officials who investigate government wrongdoing and protect whistleblowers. The head of the Office of Government Ethics and chairwoman of the Federal Labor Relations Authority were let go this week. The Republican Trump appointed as interim Manhattan U.S. attorney quit rather than drop a corruption case against New York Mayor Eric Adams. The White House says the prosecution was ended so Adams could help battle illegal immigration. The Denver Public School System is the first to sue the administration over sending immigration agents into schools. Superintendent Alex Marrero says pointless raids have already prevented buses from picking up students.
You're not going to find these criminals, these gang leaders, and these rapists that we hear that is the target sitting crisscross applesauce on the colorful rug.
The White House insists the aggressive steps are necessary. The Congressional Black Caucus has reintroduced a bill to study reparations for slavery and racism. But this comes as federal agencies ban activities related to Black History Month. Congresswoman Summer Lee of Pennsylvania says America can't ignore its history.
Our government, no matter who is in power, has an obligation to right these wrongs, to provide reparations for descendants of enslaved Africans, to eliminate the racial wealth gap, to uplift the Black community.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.